You are now locked in to another episode of the Real Soulful Podcast with Joe Wrights.
All right, guys, yo, what's up, people? This is Real Soulful episode 61. The boys are back in the building. I'm not going to introduce you guys, but you guys introduce yourselves as always. Who wants to kick off? Which latecomer wants to start first?
Nigga said latecomer. Younger.
Hold on, this is on you guys.
Fruit. Some known as
that is not recording, yeah. By the way. What? That camera.
Yeah, Fruit. Some know me. Oh yeah, that would have. Yeah, of course, he sweated it.
Fancy King and Close by it. Oh shit. Fancy King and Close by me. Like it.
But yeah, Fruit. Some know me as Young OG. You know. Yeah, it's my boy right here.
Yeah, Timothy. You guys already know who I am.
Yours is a building.
What?
Hey, what go for my man?
I thought I could be mature enough to let that one slide. You also got in the studio?
Yeah, you know, Ibs. Some people know me as Toby as well.
The man.
Last but not least.
Are you rushing us, bro?
My name's Tahib. People call me Six. You don't like us, bro. You know what I mean, bro?
You guys are late.
We had to beg him to come here today. We had to beg
you.
I asked
you guys 2 weeks back to back and everybody said they were busy.
Hey,
don't get so triggered right now.
I had to beg.
Sorry, we begged you.
Sorry. It's okay. At least some people understand. Do you want to tell us about your
Zlatani?
Your outing.
It was very good. It was a very good experience, you know, for those that some people may know, I own a record label. So, you know, just experiencing that was an amazing experience for me. So
how was the party scene? You were telling me in the car.
You know me, man. I'm not a party guy. So I was just, you know,
just like, I went to sleep, bro.
It was just not even that. It was just like everything that was happening, I was just thinking, rah, rah. But obviously that's the norm for them. But
wait, so yeah. When did the show finish?
I can't even remember the time.
And they had an after party.
Yeah.
And then it started when?
Bro, I don't know. All I know is I got home at like 4. But I don't know what time it was.
Did anything else happen?
That's what I was about to ask you.
Nah, it was just you know the
what was your experience like, if you could put it like, how did you see it?
My experience was,
he knows what we're asking.
Even it's just trying to take long to get to it, bro.
I caught me.
I've been bad.
it was just you know, some girls moving weird and stuff like that, like acting like they've known you for time and stuff, like to the point where I'm even starting to think I know them from time, like that's how, do you know what I mean? But it was just like, it was weird, man. But that, like, it was a good day, can't lie.
Calm.
Can't go too into details, you know.
Why not?
Because there's certain things that I told Joseph that can't be said out here.
I wonder why.
Because the person would not. Okay, well,
what was your annoyance though? Because you remember there was a few things you said.
Yeah, but if I speak about that, vaguely. No, but I can't, because the person will know I'm talking about.
We're talking about the parenting thing. I thought we'd talk about it today on the pod. The one with the auntie, because you guys were going back. You and Ibrahim were going back and forth about it.
Me and Ibrahim.
Yeah, because you were.
No,
you,
it was Farouk.
It was Timothy, I swear.
Yeah, Timothy had his own like.
So basically, for the listeners that don't know, there was a video that circulated around for a minute. It was basically a young girl in a shop. It was a chicken and chip shop. There was an auntie involved. They were arguing. The girl was being rude, as social media was saying. And the auntie ended up laying hands on her. So the guys were talking about it in the chat. And people had different opinions. Anybody want to come to the court and present their said opinions?
What I was saying.
First of all, I went back in the comments, and apparently the older sister actually did say that the girl did not actually say anything to the lady.
Bro, okay. Do you know, okay. At the end of the day, we can only look at. We can only go off it off what we know. So now let's be honest, yeah.
Let's be honest.
Nigerian, like, uncles and aunties, yeah, that are here, that most of them are banging shifts. They don't get involved in things unless there's a reason. Let's be honest. Like,
it's not every African auntie and uncle.
I know, but I'm saying, how often do you see a Nigerian auntie or uncle get involved in something that doesn't concern, like, not even
no,
that
bro,
doesn't
that's, con- bro, no, wait, wait,
not,
that
not
lot,
something
bro.
Not something that doesn't concern them, but like, they just randomly. So you're telling me the girl was just there with her friends and then the auntie just jumped in. Bro, come on. And then the sister saying, this is not Africa. Bro, those words, yeah.
What was wrong with that though?
Bro, that's like, bro, that's some shit that used to be said against black people like back in the days to make them feel bad and shit. And now you as a black person, you're saying it yourself. Bro, do you know how messed up the chat? Man said, she said, warn your parents, this is not Africa. That shit sound like some KKK okay, warning.
Bro, you're going to prison, bro. You're assaulting someone else's child, you're going to prison, bro.
That's crazy. So you're telling me in Africa, people walk around slapping kids whenever they see them? Is that what happens?
That's more likely to run back home than it is here. That's why. Why she said that.
So when you go back home, everyone's just slapping.
If they're back home, if there's a child being disrespectful,
you're more
likely to see an adult.
So you're admitting that the girl was being disrespectful.
I said it's a hypothetical, bro. In Africa, I said I'm not talking about the girl.
I'm just saying. We don't know.
The reason she said that is because here, if she was to do that, the consequences are greater. Back home, an adult
I'm thinking the same thing, bro.
How
did you do that?
An adult can do that, and like no one's gonna really look at it too tough because I wouldn't say it's expected, but that's the culture back home. Here, it can't run. So when Ibrahim was saying, that you can't just be laying your hands. For example, now, if that's your child, this is what Ibrahim was saying. If that's your child, and your kids got in times. If that's your kid, and you've heard your kids got involved in something with an adult, are you gonna let it run? Are you gonna tell the person?
And forget about everything else. The video is what you saw.
Yeah, but
nah. Let him answer.
This is my problem exactly. We can't just go off the video.
That's what we've got. For me, I think what I'd do is, first of all, the way the girl was talking to her in that video,
that was disrespectful.
And my daughter, do you hear me? This is how you behave outside.
Stop shouting in my face.
Shut up!
It's not even what she was saying. It's just the way she was saying it.
He needs to get this video.
Wait. No. He's going to put it, but it's the way she was talking. That was disrespectful. But for me, anyways, I've always got a different viewpoint. I believe that it takes a village to raise a child. So for me, I feel like if someone is telling my child what to do outside, as long as it's the right thing, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
However, just don't put your hands on my kids because I'm not going to touch my kids. So you don't have the right to do
that. So do you think what she did was wrong?
I feel like she was wrong for putting her hands on her.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is
what everyone's looking at, like she just randomly started shouting at this kid.
Let's not lie. If that video was longer, that girl would have snuffed her auntie, right?
regardless of that,
she would have slept.
From the first time I watched the video, I was thinking, this woman is not respecting herself. And I tell you why, you're shouting at a child like a quarter your age and she has her back turned to you.
Don't you feel
like your dignity is on the floor? Like you're talking to someone and their back is turned to you to the point where you're carrying on going on to the point where she turns around and starts talking back to you. Like it's too much. It's way too much. A respectable adult will not carry on a conversation where a younger child is now turning their back.
Lawyer.
Bro,
D-Law.
Kids goes. Bro,
kids D-Law.
My thing is, if I'm telling a child of, or someone that's younger than me or whatever, they turn their back to me, I'll be like, okay, cool. That's it, case closed. Whether I know their parents or not, that's a different issue because I would then go tell their parents this is what happened.
So you're a snitch?
Yeah, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
Bro, but, if you're telling a child off, she has a back turn to you, she's ignoring you.
That's already not enough for you to stop. And then you now get into a back and forth with the child.
Hitting the child. That was my problem with Abby.
Bro, I'll lay hands on you.
So do you think it was calm? Like, honestly speaking?
I was just saying, a lot happened before the video, obviously.
Oh, so you're looking at the context before?
People don't just bring out their phone as
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So something's happened before that, but I felt like she was wrong for hitting the child, one, but I felt like the child was very disrespectful.
Okay, cool.
You know what I mean? I can never speak to someone older than me like that. And what I was saying is, you could tell that child has no home training. From the way her sister responded, you can, and what she said, you could see.
Because she took it to social media too.
Not even
what,
that.
What she said on social media.
What about, like, this is not Africa?
Yeah,
I don't think there's a problem with that.
So if she was going to put
it on social media, or if she was going to address it in any way, what would have been the right way to address it?
I would not address it, actually.
That's the same. I wouldn't.
I hear that one.
What's the point?
You can keep that one within the home.
And
I hear that one.
Warn your parents.
This and my last thing I said is, I hope auntie has a visa or a passport. Because I knew police was going to get involved. The police, she got arrested.
Yeah, because why are you putting hands on someone else's child?
Because you never know what situation people are in.
And that's why she was saying this is not Africa, because like Ibrahim was saying.
Well, bro, that's a chilling, like, it's a chilling comment, bro.
What's wrong with saying that?
But in Africa,
do you know what I'm thinking?
That comment was coming from an ignorant point, because you know you can still get arrested for that in Africa.
Yes, I know, but I'm saying,
and bro, it's like,
guys, that's why I'm saying,
bro, you will, bro.
For example,
this is my problem with like the Western world. Yeah, I don't know why we think like the way we're living is right, like, and everyone else is wrong, bro. Like saying shit like, warn your parents, this is a
lifestyle of
think about this logically. Yeah, if this same video we saw was somewhere in Lagos, for example, yeah, what is the likelihood of that said adult, auntie or uncle,
extremely unlikely,
being detained or arrested?
But you can't.
That's where the comment was made, because back home that thing can slide more often. Here, that's why she's saying
that's
that.
Why she made
because people of that age, people of that age, they bring that mentality here, and that kind of thing, it can't run.
If, like, the law was different in Africa, that so can't run.
You're right. So now, are you saying that what the girl said was right, was correct?
I'm saying there's no problem. Farouk is saying that.
There is a problem in that, bro. Like, what do you mean?
Like, do you know
she's black,
like,
herself. What do you, like, mean? This ain't Africa.
Like, this isn't Africa.
Whoa, we don't know that?
Do you not see how, like, messed up that is?
Do you think there's a problem with it?
I think that's fine.
Bro, Ibs.
I don't think there's a problem with what she said. And the point of there not being a problem with what she said was already proven.
It was proven. She got arrested. And that's what I'm saying.
That's the whole point.
This, like, bro, like.
It's not.
Forget the idea
What we're trying to say is the comment itself that sent bro, this is in, like, Africa.
What do you mean? How can you say the comment itself? That defeats the purpose.
Because
the comment relates to the context. Bro. No, I'm just. Separate the two.
No, what I'm trying this to isn't what I'm trying what
like
yeah, but she
that's why she got arrested. If it was Africa, she wouldn't have. She got
arrested. But yeah. But let's
that wasn't
okay.
That.
Okay, you know what? Let's flip it. So let's say a white person commented, like, saying
this
that
isn't Africa.
This isn't Africa. Warn your parents. How would you feel about that?
The meaning behind it is different.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to, this is my point exactly.
But it's coming from a black
but that doesn't make
this. What's that?
That makes it even worse.
What's the chef in Django? What's his name?
You understand what people go through and say shit like this is in Africa.
What's his name in Django? Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know his name in the movie.
That's what you are, fam.
You're calling me a house nigga.
Your name is clear
for worse because she understands. She understands the culture. She understands what.
Hence why
it makes it worse. Like, bro, there's a better way she could have said that, bro.
What would that way?
I don't know. It's not my story to tell. The fuck?
That's why I'm crying on it.
If you're going against it, surely you should have a rebuttal.
The reason I can hear that comment is because what she's basically trying to say is that people back home that are older than us, they adopt that mentality and bring it here in a system that can't work.
I agree.
So what she's basically, literally, in literal terms, she's just saying this is not where you are originally from. This okay. kind of, this kind of behavior can't run. That's basically what she's saying.
Okay, I agree with you. Now I'm saying if it's a white person, that's what they're saying as well.
Yeah, they are.
All right, cool.
If it's a white person, it changes.
Why though?
Because they don't understand the culture.
And they don't understand
that makes it worse though.
People don't beat you like that, you know? It takes a...
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, bro, niggas, like the way she's...
Let's think about it now. What if a village people are doing her and they want her back home? What if a village people are doing that and they want to back home? Bro, it's the truth. Because if she doesn't have papers, she's going back to Nigeria.
That you're giving off is like, because you got to understand, you know, we as like we're whenever you do something, you're actually representing black people. We're the only race that gets judged by what one person is doing. You know that, right?
That's so true.
So now the impression you're giving off is, this is Africa. So in Africa, we're all just going around just slapping each other. Okay. Bro, like, do you know what I mean?
He's putting nice.
That's not the comedy thing where you're slapping people. That's, you know, there are them skits where people
like, you seen that skit where the guy's yo, George, you can't do that. Pow. You can't do that. Pow. Bro, like, bro, you're saying this is in Africa.
Yeah, but that's... Bro, how did you read? How did you get that? I didn't get that from this.
I think that's just a.
And that. Those kids are probably not even born in Africa. They probably never lived in Africa.
Yeah, and you're making up. So you don't even know what Africa is like.
But that's what I'm saying. They see these skits and stuff.
You think that's like someone seeing all these gang banging skits here, and then they're thinking we're going around there stabbing.
Because my mum would tell you what you're doing is wrong, and if you don't listen, I just say, yeah, you meet your mum will meet you in the future.
Well, let me not lie.
So that girl
chopped a sweet one though.
And that's a respectable adult, because an adult that knows their own, that has self-respect for themselves, they'll tell the girl what she needs to be told.
I actually agree with you. So auntie's wrong for hitting her, because like there was no point. But what I'm saying is we can't like come. Let's just be honest.
Okay, cool.
Let's just be honest. You know, before that video started, bro. Like, cause bro, if we let's go off what we know, right? Like what.
She wouldn't raise an argument for no reason.
Yeah. So you're telling me auntie walked in the kitchen, in the shop and started getting onto her. Bro, no, bro. Like she didn't just jump in.
But you know, through, you know there are some aunties and uncles.
There are some aunties and uncles that
just nitpick certain things. Let's look at it.
Yeah.
Like for example, let's just have speaking. Maybe she's with the group of friends that she is, and maybe that they play music out loud, for example. Which you shouldn't be doing, but
and then auntie's like, oh, can you turn that down?
And then she's like, what? Shut up. What? That's impossible. Bro, you know what I mean?
Come on, let me tell you something. If that was my mom and the girl said, what? Shut up. She's like,
okay. Exactly.
You'll meet her on there.
Exactly.
Because surely her own children will do that. But let's not pretend like
The tweet that this sister put out, she didn't do nothing. She just jumped in. Bro, come on, man.
I'm not saying the girl didn't do nothing at all, but what you said is the whole this is an Africa thing. I feel like you're taking it out of context.
I'm not, bro. When I read that, I didn't get that, but
Farouk is fights hard for these people, man. As we all should.
I didn't get that. I find that chilling, bro.
I didn't get that from
him. That's messed up, bro. Let's say an Italian mobster was trying to do Italian mobster shit here. You'd never hear someone say, this is in Italy. Like, bro, so why you bring this is in Africa, bro?
But why wouldn't you?
This is England, the movie.
I just found that, like, when I read that, I was thinking, bro, it's fucked up, man. This is what I say, as black people in this journey, some coons got left behind,
Man, like Clifton.
Not everyone can come. Not everyone can reach.
Did you?
You're sick. I'm sick too.
Did you read the comments in the thing of the tweet?
No.
Man, he's got time for that shit.
I just saw the tweet on Instagram. And then...
It'd be crazy though.
Anybody else see some fucked up shit through the week?
Yeah. Bro, this nigga's got eight tickets.
1 month. Bro.
What? 7 days?
Bro.
8 tickets.
Bro.
Seven.
He's even saying seven like it's different.
What's your total now? Honestly,
I don't know.
The ticket man's off the Farouk, bro.
I told this
guy. Oh, Usher again?
They got parked on the double yellow. They're not going to come, man. It's Peckham, man. They're not going to come.
Who parks on Double Yellow?
Bro, I've been parking there for for 2 years.
When he said that, I was like, let me go park in
there. I have. I've been before. Whenever I go gym that late,
the time we got there, that's why I always park. The time we got there, it was late.
That nigga was camping somewhere.
He came back to a shop. He was standing there looking at his car.
Everyone said, "Oh, I can."
Bro, after the third one, I stopped telling my mom, bro.
They drank him.
But I just like, you know, one thing that I've noticed lately, yeah, like when you come South London, yeah, like you see so much weird shit like you don't see when you're outside London. Like
you have to go outside London to notice.
Bro, like when I'm outside London, it's so peaceful, it's quiet. When I come here, I see some weird. Like I saw some guy riding the big luggage on his bicycle. What the fuck is this, bro? Like, it's weird, bro. South is so weird, but it's beautiful at the same time. You know.
You know, so crazy. And I love it. You know, I just love it because at the end of the day, that's when you get to understand that there's actually so many weird shit in this world that you don't even get to see, bro. Like, especially in the Peckham now,
bro. That's what me and Freak was saying that time we was walking. What the amount of crackers today, that we were seeing,
bro, he's hiding in the corner. He's smoking crack, bro.
What did that guy say to you when he was going to gym? He said he was asking for, what did he ask you for? He said some guy was asking for crack. You and Timothy, when you're telling me a story.
Oh, a nigga came, some nigga in Peckham is always begging for money, innit? And then like, this is me, all right, bro, tell us what you want to use it for. We'll give it to him. He's like, nah, please, give me 20. This is me, bro, if you tell me what you want to use it for, I'll give you £20. And he's like, should I be honest with you? This is me, yeah. It's for crack.
And did you give it to him?
No, the fuck. This means to him. To if you have.
This is me. Would you ever do that though? Like,
do you crack?
No, crack. Yeah, I like, give it.
Oh, whoa! You said you'd do it. Because you said you'd do it. You said you'd do. You try crack?
No, because I remember.
Nah, you said you'd do crack.
I never said that. They misquoted me. You do crack. I just said yeah. When I'm like,
bro, you said that shit. No, let me say.
How sweet. I said when I'm like 80, 70. You're gonna try. No, listen, bro, let me land.
70 is kind of young as well.
And I've done everything I want to do in this life. I said, me and my wife will lock ourselves in one room, try coke, and have sex with each other. But obviously, I was joking.
This is who you're living with, you know?
Like 75, 70.
Bro, 75. I'm bro. This is who you're living with. I don't even know him.
I was joking, but then Ibrahim was pushing me to do it.
Farouk will say some dumb shit like, oh, do you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to jump off this bridge. He wants you to say, why you do what?
Bro, do it. No one's stopping you.
I feel like anyone ever smokes weed in there.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Nigga, that's a crazy. Ganja farmer.
Yeah, I want to have a weed farm and just smoke weed. Like, but there's pure weed. It's good for you. It's God's plant. It's from the earth. So yeah,
that's just juice.
Yeah, Toofy's the most random nigga ever.
Do you remember?
I got a story as well. Girls with that. She did it and I tried it. After 2 puffs, I was fried. I was just like, but that was one of the best.
Do you know what's crazy? I've done it. I've tried it twice in my life. And
you tried Nigeria?
Yeah. Wow. And it never did.
Your first time you did it in Nigeria? Now,
bro, I tried chocolate, but
chocolate?
Yeah, but it's got weed in it.
Okay.
No, not brown, like actual chocolate. Bro, and I tried it, yeah, in a short, like,
After smoking?
I've never smoked.
You had edibles.
Yeah, I had edibles. Yeah, and then it's like, shorty's got 2 heads of shit. I said, hey, what the fuck is this?
That should make your dick rock hard.
I can't lie.
Both times I tried it, this shit never did nothing for me, bro. I can imagine
Farouk would not have done it properly.
Quick question. Do you lot find art to come when you're drunk?
Nah.
I don't drink, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, it's true.
Fruit being drunk is funny, bro.
Niggas started crying in my car.
Yes, I remember.
Nah, you guys got me tipsy.
He started crying in my car. He's like, bro, I love you, man.
Who?
Guess what was drunk on? Guess what was drunk on?
Do you remember that? I think this was the first time I met Ibrahim when we went to his house. It was me and you in the front seat. I was drunk. Me and Ibrahim ended up being drunk that night. Do you remember? It was at the back.
Nah, the worst is when Ibrahim used to be drunk and he's the one driving us.
I remember one time he was driving fast.
He just slammed the brake, got out of the car. I was like, what the fuck?
By Farouk, and only Farouk.
Nigga was doing 70 on a drunk
in my life. Thank you very much.
He was doing 70 on a 30, then he slammed the brakes, yeah. Right in the middle of the road, nigga got to take a piss.
God, I was thinking, bro, I was just kind of...
He needed to go.
He wasn't talking to anyone, so he was literally driving 70 on the road.
He just slammed it.
Got out of the car. He just pissed it, bro.
Come, let's do some of these cards. Do you want to pick?
Nah, Joe, do you remember?
There's something toxic in there. I can feel it. So let's go.
Joe loves a cocktail, though.
Whoa.
Okay. What does that mean?
I'm just saying.
You guys stop doing that, man.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, shit.
Nigga Farouk said some dumb shit. I can't even say the name of the person, but this guy said some. I nearly locked off the phone, bro. He said something stupid.
I've done that because Joe's the most random guy ever. When this guy broke his nose, yeah, blood coming out of his nose. This guy called me like, yeah, what are you saying? So what the fuck do you mean, what am I saying? This guy's nose is bleeding. He's just on the phone like, yeah, you're right.
Should a spouse who has recently decided to no longer have sex allow their partners to have other sexual partners?
Yes. Yep.
Why
are you expecting a different answer from these guys?
You're wowing.
So let's flip it.
I've been in a situation where I had one of my girls was saying.
The woman I was dating was saying.
She's not trying to have sex. She's trying to be religious and whatnot. And I said, you know what? I respect that. I'm going to support you, but someone's going to get this dick. That's what I said.
I think as black brothers, we should be very respectful.
So hold on.
Team. Yeah.
No. You read out the question. Joe is the Austin. What's wrong with Amanda?
Let's get into what team
is. He's got the floor.
Because he's like, as black brothers, we need to be very respectful. What do you mean by that, bro?
Bro, hey, stop all that nice guy shit, bro.
I'm a nice guy.
So, continue, please. Our question is, should a spouse who has recently decided to no longer have sex allow their partner, to have other sexual partners?
Is that without communication?
No. So basically, you and your wife, this is a spouse, she said to you, for whatever reason, that she doesn't-
As in never again?
Yeah, she said to you that she doesn't want to have sex anymore.
Come on, yeah, man. Yeah,
she's useless.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
Whoa. She's useless. Are you mad?
So she's only good for sex?
Bro, can you do without sex? Can you do without sex?
You tried it. I'm not gonna elaborate on what you said.
That killed me, man. Can you repeat your statement?
Yeah, she is useless because at the end of the day, like, if you don't have kids yet, bro? That's to me, bro. It's useless to me, man.
And it's hard to make that decision all of a sudden, like.
Yeah, it will take a lot.
Let's twist it now.
No, that's what I was gonna do. But before we do that, I was gonna say,
I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that to my partner, though.
Okay,
I'm always gonna have sex with my partner.
I can't lie, that's the truth, man.
I'm not gonna do that.
So she said to you for whatever reason that she doesn't want to have sex anymore.
Wait, do you mean ever again?
Yeah. So let's say, for the foreseeable future.
No. Mammy's bugging, bro.
She doesn't give you a time period. Let's say like a year. Yeah.
She's bugging.
She doesn't give you a time period.
If I said that to my girl, yeah.
Would she you allow to, her to have sex
all with all she has to do is touch me like this or rub her bum on me. We're fucking.
No, but bro.
Like, okay, let's say she says a year. For my wife, I can still, you know.
You're going to be fucking other
people. No.
A year. No, you guys are getting this wrong. It's not that you're going out of your way. I'm saying, should she allow you? Like, can she tell you? Oh,
is she mad? She can't tell me shit after that.
Hold on.
Are you crazy?
Listen, bro. It says,
I'm getting married again.
Should the spouse allow their partners to have other sexual partners? So could she, like, would you hear it? Her allowing to have other sexual partners? Or no, I want to flip it because it's harder that way.
That's what
I
was
saying. So let's say, even if
she's still having sex, absolutely. Oh my God.
Let's say for whatever reason, you said you don't want to have sex. Just go with that scenario, yeah? Would you allow her to have other sexual partners?
If I said I don't want to have sex,
yeah,
I wouldn't say that.
It's easier to have it.
And
all
if way. I do
as a black way. As a black man, I won't. As a black man, I wouldn't agree with that. As a black man,
you wouldn't allow sex. If I told my wife
I'm not having sex,
that I'm not having no more sex,
would you allow her?
I can't blame her.
It's not about allowing her. She has every right. Yeah, I can't blame her. Sex somewhere else,
and you would be happy with that.
I'm not gonna be happy with it
because I'm not gonna let you hear it. That I'm not gonna have sex no more.
I can't blame her, bro.
You'd hear it.
I don't know what that means. Bro, like, I can't blame her, bro. Like,
you came up with that shit. You came up with that question.
All right. You're a talented brother. You.
Thank you.
That's right. Oh, you're a resourceful dude.
That's a word. Bro, how do you have sex, bro? In
7 days.
Bro. That is mad.
That's pain.
Severe. Surely that's gonna be a record somewhere. Surely that's gonna be record.
He's got money. He's rich, bro.
I remember you had the. You was getting. Yeah, this was like last year, though.
Yeah, I used to park somewhere.
Timothy was getting. Heavy,
I didn't get a ticket today, and I got home after like 2 months. There was letters all over the table. Like, it was like £180. Like, it kept going up because you know I didn't read it for 2 months. It was just going up. Even doubtful.
Yeah, the one you tell me about the cost,
£2.50. I forgot about it. I went to do something that day. Completely forgot about
what
it.
What was it you went to do?
When I came back to the letter, it was £192.50. Oh, they were even calling me to tell me
that's a stroke.
You got a ticket overdue because it just being. So you got one of your letters? I just paid it. No, I wasn't around, so I never got to.
Right, you just paid it.
Sheesh. You can't do. What can you do?
He's waiting. Who do you prioritize, your partner or your child?
My child.
Fuck
my partner. Partner. Nah, let's get into that
because bro. It's me and my partner
over your child.
Yeah, because my child is gonna
go, your child grow is up legacy.
To find his. My child's gonna. It doesn't matter. My child's gonna grow up to find his partner. And it's gonna be. I want him to know it's you and your partner.
At the end of the day,
and then it's me and my woman. I picked this woman, so
yeah,
make
that. But do you truly have to pick though?
You don't really prioritize.
Oh, what? Just for the sake of the question. For the sake of the question, I would say. My child, because it's kind of the way I look at it is like me and my partner, we've got each other. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like we're adults.
So that means in a time of danger, have faith this weekend.
Because imagine like your, like, let's say what?
Yeah, I would save the child.
Yeah, like your child is like, imagine your child is like 5 years old.
It's my missus and then my child.
I'll save my child so I can see.
If you save your child, that means. What did you say?
Yeah, you see me, child.
Get out of this room.
So, no.
Do you remember what you said to
you're
me?
You're a sick man, bro.
Yeah.
What story was it?
I was joking.
There was a story.
I'm joking.
Oh, yeah. Bro, so what was the story?
Actor that accidentally killed someone on set.
You said, I don't know.
Some actor was acting and they
had. And like, it was a prop gun, but it was actually real.
What? How did they let that on set?
I don't know, bro.
He accidentally shot some woman and she died.
And two, she said to me, bro, at least you done that man a favor because that man can cheat now.
I didn't say that. I said you can remarry and remarry.
God damn.
I'm not saying what I was saying though, if you're willing to save your child, then surely that means you prioritize your child over your partner.
I feel like in that scenario, like me and my wife, we've kind of lived, we've kind of experienced that.
Yeah.
That child still, I'm being serious, bro. That child still has a lot to live.
Rick is dumb, bro.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So like, in a burning house.
And then I would move on. What would you want me to do? Like, what? No, my wife's dead. Bro, I'm moving on, bro.
If, bro, wait, quick question. Quick question.
Is there a waiting period?
No, man.
You guys are sickos.
Y'all even buried her.
Sickos.
Was there even a waiting period in the first place? Let's think about that.
Sick.
No, but seriously, is there a waiting period?
That's
yeah. Like, if you lose your partner, is there a waiting period?
I'm not before even talking about the waiting period. I was still talking about the child. Or the
oh yeah, gone. Yeah, if you deprioritize more,
I don't know, bro.
It's just
like, in you got to leave that situation. Like normal day to day, I feel like
that you got to leave that to instinct.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I feel like the danger makes it.
Then it changes. Like,
I'm saving myself, bro. Fuck them. Now that I think of it, bro. Who's got my back? Bro,
and you know,
true that.
She's definitely saving the child.
Saving the child.
Yeah, exactly. No one's got your back. You gotta think, you know, in this world, you're here alone.
No, but yeah, what? Is there a waiting period?
She's cold, baby.
Let's say you, God forbid, you lost your spouse. Is there a waiting period?
Most definitely.
Nah. Before you get back, no, be honest. Don't let anybody sway you. Be honest. Yeah, this is your wife.
do you know why I find it hard to answer the question? Because
I'll give it.
Is there somebody else doing before that they're gonna go?
I'll give it a good year.
1 year.
I'll give it a good year.
I don't think you can put a time
on
that.
1 year.
Yeah, what are you thinking? More than that?
Like, this is your wife. Like,
what are you thinking? More than that?
I don't know if it's more than 6 years. Why I'll give it a year is because I need to let my child breathe, let them know the mum.
You think you can do that in a year?
Yeah, bro, I need to, bro, come on, man. Come on, man.
Hey,
only so much load you can carry, bro.
One year is quick, you know?
No, but I feel like
is what it is.
You know what? The way to answer the question is, what did you say?
What did you say?
It is what it is, RIP.
Oh my
God. A year is a long time.
Bro, I feel like,
okay, the way to answer the question is, bro, love or not, yeah. How long can you get without sex?
Let's be honest, bro, you're grieving, that's not to do. I can't lie, can I be honest here, you see me,
when someone dies and like I don't, I move on quickly.
That's because they're not your partner.
No, it don't matter. No, even to me, bro. So like, when my granddad died, I didn't cry, bro. I don't.
That's not the same to your wife, bro.
What do you mean about this, brother?
I don't know if I'd be able to move on, cut that.
You leave it.
What did you say?
Cut this up.
I said, she don't even got yet.
Nah, but you can't put a time. You can't put a time on that. Like you just whenever you feel like you're ready.
What about getting into?
That's something? A good line, though.
Imagine what about getting into something with some like a woman who's lost the partner?
That's weird, bro.
Hey, what's that nigga's? Mr. Omar from Everybody's Chris.
Tragic. That nigga.
Man.
Do you feel weird or like? It's
I don't think I can do that, you know. Because look at Will Smith.
Bro, it's the truth, bro.
Now you're to the point where your daughter's writing letters about Tupac. Nah, bro, your daughter never met him, you know.
That's crazy. Bro.
That's how you know it right
good.
Now.
No, what did Kanye West say? Good dick can do that.
No, it's crazy still.
That's crazy.
So what, you wouldn't have you can jump into it, yeah?
Yeah, man. I'd wait, though.
But to be honest.
You know what, I don't know, bro.
What?
As in like you met somebody but she lost her part, like she lost her
partner. That's weird, I wouldn't want that. You've lost your partner, I've lost mine. Why are we sad?
You're single. Sure. You met somebody but she lost her partner. Well, but that's what I'm saying, would you jump into straight away?
Not straight away, I'll give her time because I don't want to tell you about it.
I'll console her properly.
Console her properly?
Yes, sir.
Why are you winking at me and saying
hello?
If you could relive one of your best sexual experiences, which would you choose? Best, the one that tops it all.
I'm even getting shivers. I got goosebumps.
I ain't gonna go flashback.
Gun, what's that? Why was it the best sexual experience you had?
Because I'd done something I'd never done for the first time.
And what's that? What's the something?
And I enjoyed it. Boy, I ate us. What?
My God. Well, you're on that, yeah?
Beat that out, brother.
Wait, no, 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 no,
don't cut it out.
So you said before.
Yeah, what does your brand have to do with your sexual life?
I'm not really a sexual guy, innit? I just be chilling.
Bro, don't cut this. There's nothing wrong with eating ass, bro.
I'm joking. Yeah, I did.
I was watching something. Someone was saying you got to put like let's say like jam or strawberry or something to give it. You don't want to eat it.
I was watching something.
It was today or yesterday.
They say you should add it to make it
something about eating ass.
Tim, what the fuck was you watching that they're talking about?
A woman was talking about she eats ass and then she was saying something about flavor, like she doesn't eat it straight away.
She adds stuff to it.
But that was probably
maybe jam on her tongue and then she starts eating ass.
That was probably one of my.
But you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I haven't got my ass eaten, but I'm open.
Ladies,
oh my god!
There's actually nothing wrong with that. Like receiving and doing it, there's nothing wrong with.
I'm not
eating
your ass.
Nah, I'm on that shit. Because I'm with whatever.
Boy.
So the question.
Yeah, what was your best sexual experience?
Oh yeah.
All I'm gonna say is God bless you.
Wait, she watching?
You know you are.
Hmm? Is she watching?
She might be.
Right.
Mine might.
You have to say why it was good as well. Like what made it good.
Like, it was just like it was new, bro. Like it was just new to me still. Let me not lie, it was something like the everything from the start to the finish was so
the experience made it good.
Bro. I'm speechless, bro.
Wait, I know you.
Shorty was Jesus Christ. My bro, when I tell you, like spit was like running down my fucking ass, bro.
Wait,
bro,
sex is amazing, bro.
With the right person, and the chemistry's there, bro.
Oh god, bro.
And it's like you get it, like caressing and then just touching. The connection.
Why do you guys like sex so much? Like, I just want to ask you. You guys seem really like you're on edge. Like you really. Oh, you just guys just hold on to your.
Joe, what about you? What's your best sexual
experience? I do hold on to my dick.
Mine
when it's inside.
Joe's done some crazy shit.
Joe is nasty. Joe, call me 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, bro, what's wrong with me, man?
Mine involves a particular female. There was ropes.
Bro.
Yeah, I've been tied up before.
There was ropes. There was bandages. There was toys.
Oh, remember what I said?
Have you ever had a dildo on your bum?
What's this guy doing?
What did he say?
He said, have you had a dildo
on
his bum?
No. Because you're saying toys,
yeah,
isn't it?
I was using the toys. Bro, this guy is... Let's get to the bottom of it.
Give me that booty. Let's get to the bottom of it, because
Teeb is always talking about this shit, bro.
Teeb definitely had it done, bro. Teeb has done everything. Bro, it's a safe space. I don't care. Even if he denies it, Teeb has done everything, bro.
It's a safe space, bro.
We're not going to judge you. What do you mean by that?
Teeb, you've had something up with Dom in it.
Use it in a sentence.
I will never forget.
What do you mean by that, bro?
I'll never forget, the first time that I got my ass ate, yeah, like it wasn't expected.
It just happened, and I was like, this is amazing.
But then it took a left turn when she said, "Oh, I should get on all fours so she can eat." considered it.
But no, no, no. They're gonna be looking like a turkey, bro. Fucking turkey, bro.
Shit.
Nah, but I had bandages, tied her up. And the funny thing is, yeah,
well, you tied her up.
She bought it, so she bought it for that the day before, the day or 2 days.
Sounds
before.
Like a lot of. Was
she bought it, bro. Stop doing that. Bro. She bought it like 2 days before. She told me about it, and then obviously I'm there. She pulled out the drawer. She's like, "What do you think? Like, should we try it?" So yeah, why not? Tied her up.
You are the man,
bro. Relax, man. Tied her up. Mm. And yeah, man. Just enjoyed ourselves.
You fun, are the man.
Fun.
What
night.
About you, bro? The wait, what night. About you, Timothy?
I already answered the question.
Mine was just it was beautiful, like from the beginning. From
niggas, niggas,
from when we went to the shop to get food, just the vibe was right.
Like. My shit was buck wild, nasty. That's the type of shit I'm on. Like, shit, wait, was nasty. Sex.
Let's do some shit that bro. We're gonna
be, niggas like, doing what? We're gonna be doing mom and daddy.
Some shit that like.
Niggas will be doing mom and daddy. Like, fuck you, fuck out like, here, bro.
Like, bro, way home, we can't
I want to do some shit. Like, I'm thinking, wait. Did I make this shit up myself? Bro, or someone else can't be doing this shit? Because
the most beautiful thing, yeah, was when she's like, can I squirt? And I was like,
you what are you asking me, bro? Let it run, man.
Yeah, fuck that shit. God,
fucking hell.
Yo! Do you not stop when she's squirting?
I wasn't shocked.
No, do you stop?
No.
But stop I'm like, bow, you bow, bow. I'm in.
It's like, never mind.
Yeah, bro, you squirt.
Some
you
people not chill.
Me, I don't even know what's squirting.
No, I'm a virgin. Still squirting.
Yeah, where is it? What's that? What is that though?
When you go to the gym and you.
Like you squirt.
You squirt.
Like you squirt. This is a question for T. Would you get a girl spit in your mouth?
Spit in my mouth?
Yeah.
A girl spit in my mouth.
Oh!
Yeah. That is calm.
What the
fuck?
No.
You
let me in your mouth.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Wait. Why is that a question?
No, you've never done that.
No, not let a girl spit in my mouth. What the fuck?
She said, open your mouth.
I said, go far. Babes, go far.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. One time, a bit.
Oh my God.
I don't know if I'm not
going to say that. Nah, that can't run, man.
I'll say off camera.
I just can't
do that. Can I get it run when you're doing it?
Yeah, that's calm. I just can't
do that.
I'm going to tell a girl far. I'm trying to find a way to swerve it in.
These guys are awesome.
I'm going to tell her to go in that corner. I'm going to try and swerve it.
Wait, so when she said, oh, she asked you, or she just did it?
You know, I
can't. She said, open your mouth.
Yo, I kind of like when a baby's a bit like, you know, like not dominant, but like, you know, like when it's I deserve it.
You see that video of the lady? Yeah, she puts the guy on the counter.
Oh, boy, she picks him up.
That might have gingered me, you know. Shit, you never know.
Nah, I'm sorry.
No, I didn't close. She picked him up. At first. It looked like she was just all over him. She just
I'm too tall to be. Nah, you can't do that to me. Imagine the girl's like 5'2" and she picks me up, bro. Nah, that can't run. I'm gonna have to jump it back up.
Bro,
she must be. You might take train.
She must be built like a fucking linebacker.
Let me tell you something.
When you're in the moment,
bro, let's be honest, bro.
I hear it, but there's a cap.
When you're in the moment, bro, like, bro, everything goes.
Trust me, it will happen.
Hey,
it will happen so quick. So wait.
When you're getting your bum, do you moan?
When what?
When you're getting your bum eating, do you moan?
The fuck?
Nah, how do you moan? It won't stop, but I'm just be like, nah.
Wait, you don't moan?
No, I'm talking about spinning. If she wanted to spin my... If you wanted to spin my mouth, I'll just tell her nah.
Ibrahim don't moan, innit?
How far do you go with like dirty talk?
Yeah, I can't lie, I'll be talking mad. Yeah, I'll be talking bad, mad shit, bro.
Bro, my thing is, we're having sex.
Yeah, like,
Farouk, you know what Farouk said to me one time, yeah? Farouk said,
I'll be talking mad shit.
See, Farouk said, this is the one time I get to be filthy.
Bro, it's true, bro.
That's the door, bro. So, that's how I see it.
From when he said that, I asked,
bro, like, in life, you're bare, like,
yeah, because I'm a clean guy. So while in sex, bro, you're so crazy. During sex, yeah, I'll be sweating, like, sweat dripping, coming to my mouth, my eyes. I'm saying, oh shit, hold on, baby. Let me clear this shit. Like, bro,
I feel like after sex, supposed to feel like, bro, we are dirty.
Like, you've sweated all over each other. Like, you feel disgusting, bro. Bro.
Like, when someone walks in the room, definitely. Dinner smells
but
disgusting.
What do you think? Yo, but now, what are you saying? How far can you go with dating? Or what's the furthest you've gone? Do you know?
Is there even
something that you said that you surprised you? Like, bro, did I just say that?
Nah, I don't even know. I don't really like think about
it. I'm just putting my head. I just put my head. telling the white girl to, I've never slept with a white girl, by the way, but telling the white girl to call you nigger.
Calm down.
So you guys understand that?
Yeah,
we can't understand when the girl.
Shut up, man. Nah, I don't think I've said nothing.
Wait, what, is there a limit for what the girl can say to you?
If she's white, 100%.
Yo, I don't.
If she's what?
If she's white.
If she,
like what he
said. There's a limit. Okay.
I don't do white girls anyway, so no, no problem. But
what is there a limit? What she can say to you?
No. Say it all, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Let that shit run.
What if she says another name by accident?
I don't care about that, man. You know, wait. If it's your partner.
If it's my partner, that's different, bro.
Yes, what's gonna happen if it's your partner? What's gonna happen?
Talking about partner or just general?
I didn't even know, but
you know, no, I'm saying, what if it's your partner? What would you do?
Bro, I'm kind of fucking, I'm gonna beat, bro. They will discuss it after and they will potentially maybe end it there, but I'm gonna finish.
No, that can't run. No, but on the real though, like what?
It might throw you off, but you probably wouldn't stop. You might just
bro, say and then no, and she's like, it's oh, Jerome, off, bro. Oh, bro, nah, bro, nah, bro, nah, bro, nah man. Yeah, bro.
Bro,
I can't run. Even one.
One time, like, let's say,
even if she says, nah, Joe, what? Who's Joe, bro? Nah, man. Nah, man.
You'd be asking her.
Would you?
Whose pussy is this?
That's yours.
Nah, I don't think
have you ever screamed the wrong name?
Huh? You said the wrong name before.
Have you ever said the wrong name
bro?
Before?
Huh?
Were you close? You said it.
No, I don't do that.
I know what he's about to say.
I don't do that.
That's cool. What have you said the wrong name?
Huh? Not the sex that you're talking to.
No, like, I'm talking about sex.
Oh, no.
I was close to you, I can't lie to you. I was very close. No, not during sex, though.
You're talking to your woman, have you ever said the wrong name?
Yeah, no, I was close to it. I can't lie. I had to stop myself.
Does that mean you're cheating then?
No. It could be like a family friend's name.
But it's not.
This is what I mean.
But it's not. Okay, it's not a family friend's name. You said another girl's name.
Yeah, a family friend.
No, it's not a family friend.
Family, bro. We talk, bro. Nice. But I've got respect, you know.
True.
What happened?
Talking to Mike. So
nah, I'm good, bro.
No, don't be a pussy, bro. Good, like, man's moist, bro.
Man's doing it's Chinese secret. Whispers, you know. Go on.
That man's a wet, bro.
So what we've concluded today that baby boy is a bunch of filthy fellas.
Big yes. Man thing, bro.
Absolutely disgusting.
Everyone, I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't know what you're talking about.
I can't believe that. This guy says that he's still yet to experience, but he's doing
bro,
that.
I don't care, bro. I'm lucky down with whatever.
I'm hiking.
That sounds
tuberculosis.
You're not gonna eat us.
That's how you end up with a dog in your mom, man.
Show me a man that don't eat pussy.
I'll show you. That faggot.
Have you seen that video?
Oh my god. You gotta send it to so you can put it there.
No, bro. That's funny.
I'm just like, I'm with whatever, man.
Show me a nigga that don't eat pussy. I'll show you a faggot. Yeah,
before we go, this is
transfer. Benga's looking at us different, you know.
Nah, niggas.
I was surprised. What
niggas, no, I'm nasty, so I didn't give a fuck.
Nah, I'm definitely surprised.
So wait, you're not surprised that I said I eat us?
What, you? Yeah, I'm not surprised. What
why?
Well,
because you're my brother.
You look like an arsey nigga.
Hey.
I'm not surprised about that.
Bro, I don't give a fuck. Bro, I'm with whatever, bro.
I'm just trying to fix of this. So when it happened,
bro,
yeah,
nigga, in the moment, bro.
Bro,
nigga didn't receive it.
Fucking hell.
Imagine, no. She freaked out. She freaked out when he came back.
Was it like a slow?
What would you do? Yeah,
slow.
What would you do? You said it was slow. Yeah. What would you do? Like as you seen it come, when it got closer.
Hold on.
When it got closer, you saw that it was yellow.
No, yo. She's gonna come in here.
You know, if you duck, yeah. It's like gonna get you in your eyes.
I don't miss it.
That's straight gonna react.
Oh my god.
So you gotta choose your eye or your mouth. Like,
and it's yellow.
Yeah,
choose one.
But what kind of question? My eye. Nigga, let me be blind.
You won't take it in your mouth? Bro. Pause.
What?
You won't take it in your mouth?
Nah, but yeah, that's true though. Don't mess with dirty girls.
I don't mess with dirty girls, bro.
Bunch of filthy guys. Nah, I hear it.
But you know what's so crazy? Most clean girls are very freaky. And church girls, from what I heard.
Them little nerdy looking girls that are freaky, bro. Them.
Whoopsie! But I can't lie. I love that shit though. I love one that can carry herself properly. Freak, man. But in, like, she's just nasty.
Every single
woman.
Yeah, I don't think there's a woman that
you just got.
It takes a type of nigga. Me
to unlock
to take that shit.
Niggas like me. Yeah, but let's do some maths here.
Whoa! Chill. Don't do no maths, bro. Chill.
But now, yeah, every woman's a freak, man. You just gotta bring it up, Jen.
And we love them too. I
love
do.
Love y'all. But yeah, before we go, this chance for you guys to plug yourselves, as always. Everybody know what you're up to, man.
So all we're talking about on this pod is sex, basically.
Did we not talk about African art in the beginning?
So Ibrahim's even forming now. Ibrahim likes sex the most. I'm just bringing it out there.
This nigga loves sex. I'm just a lot.
What's right on, bro? See the way they're just putting me in the sea full of shots.
No, but it's true though.
Okay, bro.
You do.
Shots. You're a megalodon.
Are you plugging anything?
Six. I run my own foundation. Well, I don't run it, but I own my own foundation, and you know, just trying to help. And then the future. Honorable Commissioner of Sports in Nigeria.
Heavy duty.
Where you guys gonna
you
pay?
Get it?
You don't get it.
Don't rain that chance. Don't rain that chance to go.
You gotta beat that, you know. You
oh, bro, don't.
Nah.
Bro,
you gotta beat that.
Yeah. Beat the.
You plug anything?
But all I'm saying.
But don't worry, it's gonna happen regardless.
Just fitness, bro. Just take care of your fitness. Yeah, like, just get in shape, bro. That's all that.
Fury gave me a fucking ab workout. I died, bro.
Fitness is fucking on, bro.
Guy killed me.
Yeah.
Come. Oh shit, my bad.
Energy the label. You know, next year is a very important year for us. So I need you to be like with us on this journey.
I dare you not to stream the next thing that's coming out.
It's very important, man. Like, so yeah.
Ibs.
I got a fitness page that I'm not really putting a lot of energy into right now. Time to put energy into it.
You better,
you know.
I think I'm very lucky to be around, you know, good black people, good black brothers, and there's one behind the camera as well. So you know, I'm very humbled, guys, and I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Becky. That was a nice way to end the pod.
Yeah,
like,
I know we are.
This is Russo 61, and that's a wrap, man.
60. Yes!